I'm Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC. The Onde Martineau is kind of a distant cousin to the theremin, and appears most frequently in works by French composer Olivier Messiaen. Mary Chun will be playing her own instrument in the concert tonight put on by the contemporary chamber group called Earplay.
It looks like a keyboard instrument, but after that, the resemblance completely stops. The right hand plays the keys. I'm playing the keys right now, but there's nothing that's being produced on the keys.
Which takes some getting used to. She says it's like the left hand of the violin. Until you bow or pluck, there's no sound. But instead of a bow, there's a little crystal button in a drawer that pulls out from under the left end of the keyboard and has other dials, knobs, and switches.
And the crystal bar is the touche d'intensité, which is where the tone production comes from. Depressing the bar, I can make the crescendo, I can make the decrescendo, I can make the staccato.
One thing that you can do with the right hand that you can't on any other keyboard except for the clavichord is to get vibrato by actually wiggling your finger on the keys. The entire keyboard is able to vibrate.
And you can hear this vibrato, which is actually the key shaking from left to right, which means that I have all the capability of microtones.
And if you want a free sound like a theremin or slide whistle, it involves wearing a ring,
which is attached to a slender string that goes or runs across the front of the instrument.
There will be two works on tonight's Earplay concert using Mary Chun's Onde Martineau. Eclogue, a brand new work by Stanford composition professor Eric Allman, and a piece by Morton Feldman with the electronic instrument substituting for a human voice. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.